Good morning, Agil Chodesh. We will now begin the ninth parak of Maseches Kalayim. Now, this is the parak of Maseches Kalayim, which is probably the most applicable to us, because this is what talks about talachas of what we refer to as shatnez, Kalayi Begadim. Now, it happens to be, in previous times, it was more difficult for people to figure out what their clothing were made from, and within the last number of 50 years, there has been an awareness which was raised about shatnez, and now Baruch Hashem we have opportunities. People who are trained to be able to look at different
Mr. Rosenberg.
To be able to look at different begadim, be able to look at threads, be able to tell what they are, and inform us of whether our clothing is shatnez. And they've saved many people from the mikshel of wearing shatnez. So we're going to learn some of those halachas to figure out exactly what it is, and we're going to learn the first mission today. And because I felt there was a possible michshel that can come from this Mishnah, so therefore I wanted to go through some of the halachas from Shulchan Aruch as well. We'll try not to take too much time. But Mishnah starts as follows. Ein asur mishum klayim el tzemer u'pishtim. The only issur of klayim is tzemer u'pishtim. It has to be wool and linen. The reason why it's important for the Mishnah to list this, even though the Pasuk says that, is because when it comes to klayim of animals, we saw it says in the Pasuk, l'shachar shar v'chamar yachtav, it also says a shar, an ox, and the chamar is a donkey. But we know that halacha is that it's not only a chamar and a donkey. It can be any animals that you're mixing together. So now we need to point out that when it comes to shatnez, the klayim and begadim, it's specifically what's mentioned in the pasuk of tzemer u'pishtim, specifically a wool and linen. Now the Mishnah goes off on a slight tangent to discuss some other things that are also only relevant to tzemer u'pishtim. V'einim etamim negayim el tzemer u'pishtim, the halachas of negay begadim. A nega, someone finds tzaras on his begadim. The pasuk also is explicit, it has to be tzemer or pishtim, has to be other wool or linen. The next halach is in hakehanim leivshim l'shamas beis hamikdash el tzemer pishtim. The kehanim only wear the begadim, the shmoneh begadim, or the arba begadim of the kehanim were made out of wool and linen. It happens to be they wore shatnez, but that was exeris because that they were allowed to. Now the Mishnah says, Tzemer gemalim v'tzemer rachelim shetrafan zebezeh. If you have tzemer gemalim, halacha is, it happens to be that the tzemer that we're talking about has to be either tzemer rachelim or tzemer ayalim. It has to be of a ram or a sheep. But if it's tzemer wool from a camel, it's not a problem. So the Mishnah says, if you have tzemer gemalim, tzemer rachelim, that are mixed together, so now, one of them, tzemer rachelim, is subject to shatnez. Tzemer of gemalim of a camel is not subject to shatnez. The halach is, you go after the roif. If most of it is made out of tzemer rachelim, it's a problem. If most of it is made out of tzemer gemalim, out of a camel, it's not a problem. The Mishnah says, im roif v'na gemalim mutter, if most of it is made out of gemalim from camels, it's mutter, im roif v'na rachelim, if most is made from the sheep, then usser. Mechtzah, let's say it's split down the middle, it's asur. Chena pishtim v'kam b'shetarfen zebezeh, the same thing is true, that only pishtim, it's only actual flax, linen, that's a problem, but not kambas. And the same thing would apply if you mix pishtim and kambas together, exactly what kambas is also machlekes, but some type of very high fiber thing they used to make ropes. It also depends on the roif. Now, when reading this Mishnah at first glance, one can say that if most of the threads inside, let's say a suit, are wool, if there's just a tiny bit of a little bit of pishtun in there, that would be fine. Because it says in the Mishnah, you go after the rive. Or let's say I have a beged, which has semer, which has three, I don't know what it's called, ingredients. You have three different materials used. You have linen, you have semer gemalim. So one would say, look at this Mishnah, if I have just a couple threads of tzemer rachelim, would it be fine? That's what it seems to say in the Mishnah, as long as the majority of the threads you have in your beged are made out of tzemer gemalim, wool from a camel, and it's mixed together with pishtun, it's fine. So I would think that if I have a couple threads of sheep's wool mixed in there, it would not be a problem. However, that is not the true halacha. I'm going to read to you the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It reads as follows. It's a little bit long, but it's very simple. Tzemer rachelim. This is in Siman Reish Tzadik Tes in Yerideya. Tzemer rachelim. V'tzemer gemalim u'kiyetzabai. He's basically reiterating our Mishnah. Shetrofen zebeze, v'tavamiyem tavi. He has our case. You have wool of a camel and wool of a sheep, which are mixed together. They're woven together. He says, "Im haya achatzim arachelim, harei akol ketzemer. If half of it is made from the sheep, it's like wool. V'areu klayim im apishtin. It's a problem to mix it together with linen. V'im haya arayv me'akmalim. Most of it came from. If the majority was from the camel, mutu la'arva im apishtin. You're allowed to mix it together with the apishtin." Why? The tzura, the form of this, is now called tzemer gemalim. It is now camel's wool. We're not worried about those threads of wool from sheep that are mixed in. Why? It's not full threads of tzemer. And he goes through a few cases. Now, at the end of this sif, it's a long sif, I'm skipping part of it. This concept of bittul, that we're going to nullify the threads of the sheep's wool, is only relevant. It's only talking about if you mix it together before you turn them into threads. Aval acher shenasu chutim, after they've already been turned into threads. So now you have a bunch of threads of tzemer gemalim, and you have some threads of tzemer rechelim. I will acher shenasu chutim ein leklayim shir. There is no limit. Afilu chut kolshu shel tzemer. Even one thread of tzemer, one thread of sheep's wool that gets mixed up. A beged gadol shel pishtin. You have a very large beged made out of linen, and you thread in one. Now you sew in one thread of tzemer rechelim, or the other way around, I shall pishtim at tzemer, aser, the whole thing becomes aser. So now it's very important to note that when our Mishnah says that we go after the majority of what we have over here, and therefore even if you have some tzemer rechelim mixed with tzemer gemalim, you're allowed to mix it together with pishtim, that's talking about when you were spinning the threads. In other words, if you take a lot of wool and you're going to use it, put it in the spool, whatever it is, to turn it into threads, if you have a bit of tzemer rechelim mixed in there, nevertheless, since the majority of the material inside this thread is tzemer gemalim, we're going to call the thread a camel wool. Whereas if I already have a bunch of spun threads, some are tzemer rechelim, some are tzemer gemalim, it makes no difference how much you have. If you have even one mixed in, it's going to be a problem. Now, I don't want to get into a whole shiur to discuss the halachas of bittul, but the Shach over here discusses extensively. He quotes a Rush, he quotes numerous others who are discussing why is it that there's no bittul when it comes to klayim. And the general approach that they take is that since, again, it's really a very large sugya of called bittul heter beheter. Since both threads are mutter, it's not like nevela. Since both threads are mutter to use, it's just the mixture that causes the problem. So if there's any mixture, it's a problem. And he differentiates between basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav is the same thing. Basar is also mutter. Chalav is also mutter. And it's the mixture. But there's a tam issue, there's a taste issue. But ultimately, without getting too deep into the sugya, there is no bittul on klayim. If you have even one thread that's mixed into a baguette of an opposite, what we'll call it, gender, whether it's pishtun or it's tzemer mixed with the other one, it's a problem, and you're not allowed to wear the bag, you have to take it out. We'll stop here. Agu Chaydash.